Looking at Psalm 23, we're the last part of verse 3. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. We saw last week the spirit that is necessary to willfully follow the Lord's leading. We see that God guideth the meek in judgment. With that spirit, we realize our need of God's leadership. We are always in a very dangerous situation when we fail to realize I need God to lead me right now. When we're in that situation where we don't feel the need of God's leadership, we don't seek it, we go our own way, and it really only takes a couple seconds of doing that, you can ruin your life. God is usually merciful. But there are people who, if not most, live most of their Christian life not realizing the need of God's leadership until they have a crisis. Then all of a sudden, they realize, okay, this is a situation I can't handle. And they cry out to the Lord, and again, God becomes a fire escape. That's not how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to seek God's leadership all the time. You say, well, I've done this 10,000 times. I know how to do it. The 10,001st time, God may lead in a different direction. There's biblical examples. We're not going to turn to them, but there's several in David's life. You just always seek the Lord's will. And we see this all through the Scriptures. We see a variety of prayers for God to lead. And that's what we want to look at. We just want to confine ourselves to the Psalms. But there is a There are prayers to be led of the Lord. Again, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. He does so for His name's sake, for His honor, for His glory, for His purposes. But in the Psalms, there is a continuous prayer to be taught, for the Lord to teach us. That is a form of God's leadership, for God to teach us. We need to always be praying that God would teach us. Something comes into our life, whether enjoyable or unenjoyable. We should pray for God's teaching, the lessons that God would have us to learn in that situation. So to pray to be taught, to ask the Lord to teach us is to ask God for instruction. Now, you're not going to ask God for instruction unless you feel you need it. And that's why we need to always have a spirit of meekness, a spirit of humility. We must always feel the need for God's instruction. But to teach is also to train. It's not just a one-time lesson. It's over and over. It's a training. When we pray, Lord, teach me, we're praying that for God to train us. And His training may lead us in a variety of ways by His training. To pray to be taught is a prayer for enlightenment. If you're taught something, you've been enlightened on that subject. So when we pray for God to teach us, we're praying that He would instruct us, that He would train us, that He would enlighten us. The very prayer, "teach me," would imply that we're ready to listen. But I'm afraid many times people pray, "teach me," but then they don't listen to what God says. They do something else. So, throughout the Psalms, we see this prayer to be taught. Notice in Psalm 25 and verse 4, there's a prayer to be taught His path, His way. Again, as we said several weeks ago, when we were talking about the paths of righteousness, a way becomes a path eventually. And if you do something long enough, you wear a path. Here is a prayer to be taught God's ways, God's paths. It says in verse 4, "Show me thy ways." We'll get to that later. Teach me thy paths. Teach me thy paths. That is, instruct me concerning thy paths. Train me in your paths. Enlighten me concerning your paths. Again, His paths are not going to go contrary to Him. His paths are not going to go contrary to righteousness. Teach me. Psalm 27, verse 11. Teach me thy way. Now again, people will say, well, way and a path, one and the same. And in a sense it is, but in a sense it's not. Teach me thy way. And you pray long enough to be taught the way of God, you will have a path. But teach me thy way. Something happens within us is instinct. We're going to do this. We're going to react this way. But that instinct may not necessarily be right. And people say, well, I've been doing it that way all my life. Well, I got news for you. You've been doing it wrong. To follow instinct can get you in a lot of trouble. We need to just stop. Lord, teach me thy way. I know what my way is, but teach me thy way. People will say, well, if I was you, I would do this. Well, I'm really not interested in what you would do, to be honest. What would the Lord want us to do? Teach me thy way. Psalm 86, verse 11. Psalm 86, verse 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord. The result of this is I will walk in thy truth. In other words, Lord, if you teach me, I will follow. I'm all ears. We need to always be that. Always willing to be taught. There is also a prayer to be taught His laws, His commands. We, of course, live in a day when many are trying to find loopholes and a way around, thus saith the Lord. But we ought to always be praying for the Lord to teach us His laws, to teach us His commands. Notice in Psalm 119, Psalmist prays this often. Psalm 119, verse 26. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. There's my ways, there's thy statutes. Teach me thy statutes. Notice verse 64. The earth O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Verse 68, thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. Verse 108. Verse 108. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. Verse 124. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy. That ought to always be our prayer. And teach me thy statutes. So, we see repeatedly in Psalm 119, teach me thy statutes, teach me thy judgments, teach me your law, teach me your commandments. Again, that is a prayer to be led. God leads us by teaching us. That's one of the ways God leads us, and we've already looked at that. There is also not only a prayer to be taught his statutes, that is, what his commands say, but there is also a prayer to be taught the method of his laws and his commandments. Notice verse 33 of Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes. Now that goes a little further than teach me thy statutes, teach me thy commandments. One would be, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Okay, teach me what it says. But here it is, teach me the way of thy statutes. In other words, teach me how to live thy statutes. So the prayer is twofold. It is a prayer to be taught what God says, what God expects, but then there is a prayer that we would be taught to live that. Teach me the way of thy statutes. And what does it mean to be taught the way of God's statutes? Well, if you can go over to Psalm 143 and verse 10, I believe we have the answer. Teach me to do. That's what it means to be taught the way of God's statutes. It's to do them. It's to obey. If you know God's law and you do not do it, that, of course, is willful sin. Teach me to do thy will, thy pleasure. How does God state his pleasure? Does he not? In his law, in his commandments, he states his pleasure. We're to know his law, and we're to pray that God would teach us to do. But when he says, teach me to do, does that not imply that you just can't do it any way you please? There's a right way to do it. There's a right way to do it. So we have to do what God says, but we have to do it the way God says. You can't do it the way you want. That's sin. That's disobedience. So we have to pray, Lord, I know what you would have me to do because you've shown me. Now teach me to do it. Teach me how to obey. Notice also there is a prayer for discernment. So we've been taught, we see there's a prayer to be taught his path or his way. There is a prayer to be taught his laws or his commands. And there is a prayer to be taught how to do, how to carry out God's law. But then notice in verse 66 of Psalm 119, teach me good judgment. That's discernment. The implication is that, yes, there are God's laws, But there's also other things that are contrary. There are the man's laws. There are our own ways. There's the things that are contrary to the commands of God. And we have, if we're going to follow the right way, if we're going to follow God's way, if we're going to follow God's leading, then we have to have discernment. We have to be able to discern between the right way and the wrong way. And you don't do that by, well, if I do this, there's 10 things here that I think will work in my favor. And if I do this, there's only 8. So it's obvious this is what the Lord would have me to do. That's foolishness. That's utter foolishness. Nowhere in the Word of God do you find that. Nowhere. And people say all the time, make 2 lists and just see the advantages and disadvantages. Is that how you discern? That's all about you. That's all about you. That's all about self. It has nothing to do with the will of the Lord. So he prays here, teach me judgment. Teach me discernment. Teach me good judgment. And in order to be taught judgment, in order to have discernment, you have to have knowledge, which goes back to teach me thy ways. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. It requires faith. We have to have discernment. Be able to discern between God's will and everything else. So, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. We ought to pray for such. And part of praying for such is a prayer to simply be taught. Also, it is a prayer to be led. To be led. People pray all the time, God's people. Lord, lead me. Well, you need to really break that down. What do you mean by that? What do you truly, truly mean by that? But we are to pray to be led. What does it mean to be led? To be led. What does it mean for a parent to lead a child, a little child? Well, it means that you conduct them. It means that you kind of usher them. You escort them. So when we pray for God to lead us, we're praying that God would conduct us along. Now, that could be he's leading us along. All of a sudden, we kind of go this way and he gives us a tug. May even be a jerk. That's what it means to be led, to be conducted, to be ushered, to be escorted along. Notice Psalm 31:3. Psalm 31, verse 3. For thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore, for thy name's sake, since God is my rock, since God is my fortress, and for his glory, lead me. Lead me. Lead me. It's a prayer to be led. It is a prayer to be led in righteousness. Again, to pray for God's leading, you have to be aware, has to be a reality to you, that if left to yourself, you will probably go the wrong way. So you pray to be led. Psalm 5, verse 8, lead me. And there's emotion in this, O Lord. So it's something he feels. In thy righteousness. in thy righteousness. Lead me in thy righteousness. We'll pray, people will pray, Lord, lead me to the right, lead me to the job or whatever. Why don't you just pray, lead me in thy righteousness. Lead me in thy righteousness. And the reason is because, again, if you read Psalm 5:8 here, it's because of enemies. Notice Psalm 143. Psalm 143 and verse 10. Psalm 143, verse 10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Lead me to righteousness. Lead me to do right. Psalm 25 and verse 5. It is a prayer to be led into truth. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. Lead me in thy truth. That's more than lead me unto, it's lead me in. Lead me unto and then lead me in. Thy truth. Now, there has to be discernment. You have to be able to discern between truth and error. Lead me into truth. And this is to be clear and unmistakably clear. Notice Psalm 27:11. And again, we've already looked at this. But teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in a plain path. That is, in a clear way. And the reason, because of my enemies. And our biggest enemy is ourself. But lead me in a plain path. That is, Lord, let's just put it in plain English. I'm a little dense. And you need to show me this very clearly. Make it plain. Make it plain. Plain path. And to be led, it's a prayer to be led by His light and His truth into His presence. God doesn't lead you further from Him. God doesn't lead you to go spiritually backwards. He leads you into His presence. Psalm 43, verse 3. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Now that's a prayer to be led. It's a prayer to be plainly led. Light, truth. Let them lead me. Light and truth. God's light. God's truth. Let them lead me. But notice, there's a further degree here. Let them bring me. Not just lead, but bring me into thy holy hill. That's into God's presence. To thy tabernacles. So our prayer for leadership ought to always be into His presence. Lead me into His presence. It's a prayer to be led to the Lord Himself. Psalm 61, verse 2. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me to that rock. Again, the implication is I more than likely am not going to get there on my own. So I need you to lead me. Then notice in Psalm 139:24. Again, these are all prayers to be led. God as our shepherd will lead us in paths of righteousness, but we're to desire such. And we're to pray for such. Verse 24 of Psalm 139. And see if there be any wicked way in me. That's examination. cause me to know any sin in my life and lead me in the way everlasting, which is an abundant way. And that's not material abundance, that's spiritual abundance. It's a prayer to be led in the way in which we will be abundantly satisfied spiritually. So there is a prayer to be taught, which is a prayer for God's leadership. There's a prayer to be led, which obviously is a prayer for God's leadership. There's also a prayer to be guided. So there's a difference. Again, notice Psalm 31:3. We've already read it. But Psalm 31 and verse 3. He says, "For thy name's sake, lead me, and in addition to, guide me." Lead me and guide me. To guide is to be advised. It is to be pointed the way to go. But it's more than that. A guide is an attendant. A guide is someone who goes with you. Someone who just gives instruction, draws you a map, that's instruction. But a guide will go with you. So there's a prayer here, not only to be taught the way of God, but that God would go with us, which is, don't leave me by myself. You see, we ought to be scared of ourselves. Most of us have lived long enough, we ought to have enough sense to fear ourselves. But most don't. Most trust in themselves. But we need to fear ourselves enough to say, "Lord, would you just go with me? Go with me." He goes, "Lord, I know myself. And I know I'm going to get off track. So Lord, would you just go with me?" Again, you go on a guided tour. That doesn't mean that someone throws you in a boat and says, "Go that way." They're with you. It's a guided tour. Guided tour. So when we pray to be guided, it is a prayer that He goes with us. And when we read here in Psalm 23 and verse 3, that He leads us in paths of righteousness, that's more than Him just saying, "There's the path, go." He's the shepherd. He goes with us. So there's, and we'll look at a few more next week, but there's, and then we'll move on to verse 4. All through the Psalms, the psalmist prays for God's leadership, for God to lead him. And it's personal. It's personal. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do again thank you, Lord, for this portion of Scripture, Psalm 23. We thank you, Lord, for putting it in your word. We thank you, Lord, that we know the truth of these words. And we thank you, Lord, that it can be our life. And we pray that it would be, that every day we would live this life that is described in this portion of Scripture. Thank you, Lord, for being our shepherd. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us all the way through. We do pray that you'd be with us today in a very special way. Lord, that you'd help us to worship you as you ought to be worshiped. Lord, help us to do everything for Your honor, for Your glory. Whatever hindrances are here, we pray, Lord, that You'd remove them in our lives, that we would just be able to worship You. Draw us closer to Thee. We do pray, Lord, for those that are lost, that You'd speak to their hearts, that You'd open their hearts to salvation. Lord, that You'd save their soul this day. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.